a race for Congress gets crowded. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly business and political news recap.
In the course of 2 days, three Republican hopefuls announced they'll seek their party's nomination to succeed Congressman Tim Griffin. Griffin announced last week he would not seek a third term for the second congressional seat that he's held since 2010. Representative Ann Clemmer joined the race on Wednesday, while Delta Trust and Bank CEO French Hill and retired Colonel Conrad Reynolds said they would enter the race earlier in the week. Former North Little Rock Mayor Pat Hayes is the only announced Democratic candidate. Arkansas Best Corporation and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters ratified a national 5-year labor agreement for the less-than-truckload carriers' operations. The contract will take effect on November 3, 2013 and run through March 31st of 2018. The Fort Smith-based trucker and its union employees have been wrangling for months on issues, including wage and vacation reductions, work rule flexibility, and employee benefits. The new labor agreement will result in an estimated net savings between $55 and $65 million on an annualized basis, said Arkansas Best. Allen's Inc. filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as the Siloam Springs-based canner faced an uncertain future. On Monday, the vegetable production, canning, and distribution business filed documents listing between 1,000 and 5,000 creditors. It estimated its assets of between $100 million and $500 million and its liabilities between that same range. St. Jean Industries, a French-based firm with an automobile parts manufacturing facility in Heber Springs, is planning to lay off most of its local workforce by year's end due to the loss of a General Motors contract. City officials confirmed that 300 layoffs were announced at the factory last week. About 40 workers will be retained. 1 month into a glitch-filled launch of the online health insurance exchange, carrier participants expressed concern to Arkansas lawmakers over the low enrollment numbers. Insurance company executives told a state legislative panel Wednesday that they've enrolled fewer than 170 Arkansans in health insurance plans through the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace. Pure play exploration company Murphy Oil posted third quarter net income of nearly $285 million, a 25% spike from 1 year ago. The El Dorado-based oil and gas explorer, which spun off its retail and refinery business on August 30th, saw revenue climb higher to nearly $3 billion. Company officials said higher crude oil production levels contributed to the stronger earnings. And Metropolitan National Bank announced a third quarter profit of $1.59 million. For the first three quarters of this year, the Little Rock-based bank has posted $3.5 million in net income. In September, Metropolitan was acquired by Pine Bluff-based Simmons First for $53.6 million. The merger is expected to close at the end of December, and the two banks will consolidate during the first quarter of 2014. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
What drives someone to hike to the North Pole or row across the ocean alone?
I was doing something, you know, I was out there on the edge, stepping into ground where nobody had ever been before, you know, exploring.
I'm Guy Raz. On the next TED Radio Hour, we're taking you to the edge.
To the edge, that sounds tailored for me.
From NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, Sundays at noon here on KUAF 91.3 FM.